We begin with a week that had to make Gary, Indiana very proud. Within 48 hours, you had one Gary guy picked in the NFL draft while his cousin signed a free agent deal with another team. And two other basketball folks with Gary ties inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's talk basketball first. Congratulations to former Gary Wirt and Westside Girls basketball coach Rodney Fisher and former Gary Wallace superstar Angela Hamblin Blakely on being inducted into the State Hoops Hall of Fame. Earlier in the week, Westside grad Lonnie Johnson was a second-round pick for the Houston Texans in the NFL draft, and his cousin John Vay Johnson signed a free agent deal with Dallas. Not a bad 48 hours, as we mentioned earlier. Not bad at all. Area softball teams hope to have a great run for a state title this season. Their playoff draw was released yesterday, and defending Class 4A state runner-up Lake Central has an opening date against the winner of Lowell versus Morton. Munster takes on East Chicago Central. In Class 3A at Griffith, the host school Panthers have a matchup with Hanover Central. 2A at Whiting, it's the Oilers versus Bishop Knoll. And in 1A at Westville, Morgan Township matches up with Westville. The tournament, by the way, gets underway May 20th. Major League Baseball yesterday, the White Sox set a team record in their game with Detroit.
There's strike three. Punch out number 19. Strike three, a magical 20 strikeouts.
Courtesy of NBC Chicago Sportsnet via ESPN.com, 20 Ks is a White Sox team record. 14 of those strikeouts courtesy of pitcher Reynaldo Lopez and only six innings work. Sox win it 4-1 over the Tigers. Cubs went 15 innings before they knocked off Arizona 6-5. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.